But China denies seeking a military foothold there. The cooperation aims to help the Solomon Islands maintain social order, respond to natural disasters, and carry out humanitarian assistance. The island nation has also defended the pact to its public.
Let me assure the people of Solomon Islands that we entered into an arrangement with China with our eyes wide open, guided by our national interests.
But the Solomon Islands is far from united about the decision. Deadly unrest erupted last year after the government switched ties from Taiwan to China. Australia sent troops to restore calm, and soon after, China began to train local riot forces on the island. A move that caused anxiety in Australia. Then came the new security pact. It has accelerated Canberra's plans to purchase long-range missiles.
I am concerned about the outlook. I'm concerned about not just the next few years, but over the course of the next decade as well. There was a working assumption that an act of aggression by China toward Taiwan might take place in the 2040s. I think that timeline now has been dramatically compressed. I think China's been very open and honest about their intentions, and certainly not just through their words, but through their actions.
With elections looming next month, issues around regional stability will continue to take center stage in Australia's domestic politics.